With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
All right, welcome back to the V-Show. I'm James Strebel, a.k.a. Round Eddie. I'm here with you for the next 2 hours or so. Reminder, we're going to have Mitch Barnhart at 2:30. The UK Athletic Director will be talking before fall camp begins tomorrow. Obviously, Coach Stoops and players will address the media as well. Use promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Just go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app and enter the promo code RadioXL. That's a great deal. Maybe doing a little Papa John's pizza tonight as my 7-year-old son, Kellen, will have a friend spend the night. Kellen, why don't you go right up to that microphone right there. Get close to it. Get close to it. This is my 7-year-old.
That mic is not plugged in.
That mic's not plugged in. All right.
We'll go to the other mic.
Other mic right over there. Just walk over there. My 7-year-old is with me in the studio today because we are going to go pick up his friend for a sleepover after the radio. Leave your headset on. All right. Go to that microphone. Get real close like I am. See how close I am? All right. Tell everyone hello.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Nina.
All right. Say hello to his mom. Hello to his Nana. Kellen, who's on your T-shirt right now?
Steph Curry.
And why do you have a Steph Curry shirt on?
Because I like him.
Is he your favorite NBA player?
Yes.
What's your favorite college basketball team?
Warriors.
No, college basketball team. That's the NBA. College basketball.
UK.
There you go. And who's your favorite UK player? He's thinking about it. There's a lot of them. Any player of all time. Who's your favorite UK player of all time?
John Wall.
There it is. Okay, very good. Kellen, real quick, I got a question for you, buddy. And this is I need a Kellen hot take right now. Who do you want to model your game after? Steph Curry or Tyler Herro? Go.
Who do you want to play more like? Steph Curry or Tyler Herro? Talk in the microphone.
Steph Curry.
There you go. Yeah, Curry. That's the answer I was hoping for.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'd say the same thing too. My UK post-game show co-host Jason Entz texted in a minute ago and said Eddie Grand sucks. As we know, my boy Ince is not a fan of Eddie Grand. He took multiple runs, and that's not just an Ince take. That's a UK football fan take. Eddie Grand's taken a lot of heat as Kentucky's offensive coordinator.
You suck, Stoops. You got no stones. You suck, and Eddie Grand sucks too.
Oh, that is such great sound. You got no stones. That's such
you got
great
no sound. Stones. And at the end of that, just hears a guy back, go get him, Stoops.
Yeah. You suck, and Eddie Grand sucks too. But yeah, Jason Entz is, Mom says hi, Kellen, by the way. Jason Entz again. You can catch the two of us on the UK postgame shows. We'll be right after the Toledo game, the kickoff game of the season. We'll be on after that as well. More from the UPS Jobs text line, 437-968-80. The Georgia Tech is a Pastner thing, right? Georgia Tech game, yeah, I guess. From my understanding, I don't know this 100%, but from my understanding, the relationship between John Calipari and Josh Pastner has kind of cooled over the years. I know they were really close, and he was Cal's handpicked successor to stay at Memphis and coach, but I don't think they're as close as they used to be. So maybe it is Cal throwing Josh Pastner a bone. I don't think so. I think Cal is looking for a Power 5 team that he could play that's not very good that his young team could play. So that's really the only thing I can think of. I don't think anything has to do with Josh Pastner. Another text coming down, 437-9680. I'm fine with UK's home schedule. Just win, get back to a Final Four championship, and nobody's talking about the home schedule. That is a hell of a point. right there. I'm going to agree with that texture. I think if Kentucky gets back to a Final Four national championship game, you won't have as many fans complaining about a home schedule. But that's a great text there. I think that's right. Who do we have on line one here, Pat? We have a caller. Coach yes. Coach O's on with us here on ESPN 680. Coach O, welcome into the show.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? How's it going?
Going good, Coach O. How are them Tigers looking?
Hey, man, the Tigers are going to be ready now. You know that. You already be knowing that now, big boy. I had a Tiger, one heartbeat and all that good stuff. You know, I go on and on about that. But I want to talk about my brothers in the East, the Kentucky Wildcats.
Oh, what do you have to say about Coach Stoops and the Cats, Coach O?
Hey, man, to get it done. Are they not at 10-win season, having to basically rebuild the whole program, the facilities, the roster, and all of it? So he's doing a hell of a job. And let me tell you this now, the Eddie Grant haters, Eddie Grant, you can only do what you can do in the kitchen when you got so many ingredients, right?
That's right. That's a good point. That's a good point, Coach O.
Hey, and I tell you what now, they got more in the cupboard. They got more in the cupboard to put another winning season together. And I've been real impressed with these guys, you know, from John Sloman. Hey, let me ask you guys this. Y'all know how to build a football team, right, from the inside out.
That's right.
Y'all heard that?
That's right, Coach O.
Hey, you got Drake Jackson, you got Logan Stenberg, and now you got the big Landon, Landon Young?
Yes, right, Landon Young, big 6'7", offensive left tackle.
He a mountain man, and he a legit five-star candidate coming out of high school. I offered him a scholarship because I can see the potential in that young man. But let me tell you this. Now, and when you build it from the inside out and in the trenches, Kentucky going to be full-grown in the trenches again this year.
That's right.
They got Quinn Bohannon. They got that McCall kid that was the number one out of Michigan.
That's right.
And you don't do that unless you are putting the right – people in place and in all aspects, man. So I'm real excited to see what them Wildcats going to be doing to our Western. Hey, if they can rough up some of these cats that we got to play, go get them, Big Blue.
What you got for Texas in week two, Coach O? What do you got for the Longhorns? Give us your breakdown.
We got all they want to handle. They better put the chin straps on tight. They better tighten them up a little bit because, hey, man, we coming to take care of business because that's what we do.
All right, Coach O, go enjoy yourself a big bowl of gumbo and go Tiger. Go Tiger. I love Ed Orgeron. He's the best. That's what I know. I keep throwing more sound. You've got to find that sound of Coach Orgeron if you can. That clip of him where he's just not speaking any intelligible English, and everybody in the crowd at the Rotary Club's going, "Oh, Coach O," and there's no way they're laughing at anything because you can't understand what he's saying. It's great. We'll get to that momentarily. But man, Patty Ice is digging that up. All right, a little bit more from the text line 437-9680. What time does Matt Jones come on? I don't know. I'm not Matt Jones. I'm not him. I'm not KS. This isn't KSR. This is the V Show, co-starring Round Daddy James Strebel. All right, you want me to talk Louisville sports? All right, I'll talk Louisville sports. Here you go. Ready? All right, here are my Louisville sports takes. All right. Luke Hancock took a little bit of heat the other day when he was on with Mark Blankenbaker on 93.9 because he said Josh Nickleberry is going to be the sixth man. Possibly. He didn't like make it sound like it was his take for sure, but he said he saw him at practice. Looks really good. He wouldn't be surprised if Josh Nickleberry was the sixth man. I'm going to tell you right now, Andy Katz put Louisville in as his Final Four team. That's great. Okay. Based on what? I just want to know what it's based on. Okay, Jordan Moore is coming back. Good. He's a good player. Might be ACC Player of the Year. Stephen Enoch, okay, yeah, he was okay. But other than that, I mean, you got Fresh Kimball. Okay, he's coming from St. Joe's. Is he going to be that much of an upgrade over Christian Cunningham, another grad transfer? I mean, Christian Cunningham was good running the point, but he wasn't really an offensive threat. I think with Quan Four being gone, Louisville's going to take an uptick in the shooting guard situation with Samuel Williamson. I think Louisville's got some really good pieces, but I'm not getting all of the Final Four love that's being thrown their way. I really don't get it. They've got some nice pieces. I think they're going to be a top 20, top 15 type team all season long. I'm just not ready to buy in to Louisville Final Four or bust just yet. I just don't think that they have that elite talent that you need to get to a Final Four. I don't like some of their pieces. I'm not a big Malik Williams fan. He's a big that wants to play on the perimeter. I'm not real big on him. I'm not big on Dwayne Sutton. He's had some nice moments, but he didn't do anything down the stretch for Louisville last season. There's just a lot of question marks around Louisville, so I'm not ready to just crown them as, you know, Final Four contenders. I mean, am I just being a hater here, Pat, or is what I'm saying making sense?
I think, to an extent, I think there's a crowd that feel the way you do, but there's also the crowd that, like the national media members, when they go to do the analysis on Louisville basketball, and not just them, like the ACC conference, they have to look at what everybody else has, what's yet to be seen, and what you know. And what you know about Louisville is that they've got a lot coming back. They've got probably the reigning favorite for ACC Player of the Year on their team right now, just because, not reigning, but I mean just the outright favorite for ACC Player of the Year, just because everybody else on the first and second team of ACC, of the All-ACC teams, gone. And it's just one of those things where, in my opinion, I think you got to pick somebody. I'm not saying you make Louisville a good team in default in terms of being a favorite. I just think that you know a lot more about Louisville. You know what they had coming back. A lot of people think that there's a lot of potential on this team, maybe a couple potential first-round draft picks on Louisville's roster in Sam Williamson and Jordan Mora. A lot of people feel that way. I know Draft Express had a mock draft, a way too early mock draft, and it had three guys in the first round.
Really?
Yes.
From Louisville's, I see Jordan Mora. Maybe Samuel Williamson. Hadn't really seen him play yet, but I'd like to see what he has. Obviously, four- or five-star kid.
Who? Samuel Williamson? Yeah. He's five-star.
He's our five-star.
He ended up as a five-star.
So he's their best recruit. I know Aiden Gahan was kind of like the guy that everyone loved.
He
ended up being a four-star. And they're talking about Gahan not even really seeing the court for very much this season.
Well, it's going to be tough, though, because you got Malik Williams and Stephen Enoch, who are both centers. And at the same time, like you, both those guys do different things. Like Stephen Enoch, he's a monster on the court, but then you've got Malik Williams, who's a great post defender. Yeah. He was a great post defender, so you've got to play him to some extent. But Luke Hancock got crushed because he gave that starting lineup of, let's say, Fresh Kimball isn't ready to go. He had Darius Perry, Malik Williams, Stephen Enoch, Sam Williamson, and Jordan Mora. And then he had Josh Nickleberry coming off the bench as a sixth man. What about probably for half the season the most important player on that team and Dwayne Sutton?
Yeah, that's where people were going with that.
And that's where people were going with that. That's why people were getting upset. But, I mean, it's just one of those things where I think Luke also led up to that based on the situation hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it there. All right, so a little clarification, and then another texter, 437-9680. Look at the roster and tell me why they couldn't go to a Final Four. I just don't, outside Jordan Moore, I don't know how talented they are. I'm just saying that. I'm flat out, I don't know how talented they are. Now, I'm not saying Kentucky is like the most talented team ever. There are some legit questions about UK in the post. I think guard and like wing players, small forwards, Kentucky is set. They're fine. They're deep there. I have questions about E.J. Montgomery. I have questions about Nick Richards, and I have questions about Nate Sestina. That's why I've been advocating for a long time now. They got to get one more big. It fell through with Kerry Blackshear, and Folly Dante hasn't announced that he's going to reclassify, but that's all over the map, his recruitment, because you had Jake Weingarten come on these radio this radio station and say that he felt UK was in a good position, probably the best position out of everybody. And now you're getting word that maybe Oregon's jumping back up into his recruitment if he does reclassify. So I'm not sitting here saying UK is a shoe-in Final Four team either. I'm just trying to figure out, and some of you are educating me on this, and I appreciate that. I'm trying to figure out exactly where all the love for U of L in the Final Four is coming from. And you mentioned media, Pat, but I mean, you had Vince Tyre tweet out Final Four. You had Luke Murray tweet out Final Four. So when Jordan Warren came back, again, I understand why fans are excited about Jordan Warren coming back. There are holes in that
roster.
Just hype. It's hype, but there's holes in that roster. I think there's holes. There are a lot of unknowns, just like with a lot of other people. You don't know if Fresh Kimball is going to translate. You don't know if if Samuel Williamson's going to be good. He's a five-star player, but you don't know if he's going to be good. You don't know if Jordan Moore's defense has improved, his passing's improved. I mean, for a while, you know, he fell off the end of the year, too, because people just keyed on him because there's nobody else. Who's going to step up beside Jordan Moore?
It was Christian Cunningham.
It was Christian Cunningham. And, right, I mean, he's not going to take you. Christian Cunningham's not the type of guard that's going to take you to a Final Four.
Exactly.
He just isn't. So, Fresh Kimball, is he Christian Cunningham 2.0? Is he better than Christian Cunningham? We don't know. And there's stories about Fresh Kimball coming in into camp just completely out of shape.
Yeah.
That's why David Johnson was getting all that love before he got hurt, because they were saying Fresh Kimball is out of shape. So I understand the excitement. I get it. But this entire Final Four thing, I think, is a little bit overblown, considering that we're talking about a team that was busted in the first round by Minnesota, and you have all those players coming back, plus some freshmen you don't really know about, plus your point guard's a grad transfer. So I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a good point there, to a large extent, because a lot of those have been my points. I've said, like, maybe you should slow your roll in U of L, because, look, I've like, when I host shows on 93.9 The Ville, I'm very optimistic. And at the same time, this has been a topic that I've been like, you know, slow your roll, because for me, at the end of the year, there were a lot of red flags being thrown in the air and question marks moving forward that, you know, like,
well, that team collapsed
exactly.
Last season. They collapsed after that Duke loss. Yeah, it was a complete collapse.
But it wasn't just that, though. The Florida State game, like, you had a not comfortable. I'm not going to say that game was in hand, but you controlled for the most part how that game was going to go out. The Florida State game, and then you had the Duke situation, and then you get into, everyone's like, well, you know, you got to take into effect that the Duke game just really just kind of flustered this team, because they got into the second part of their schedule that was just really, really tough. You knew that. You knew the second part of the schedule was going to be hard. Yeah, but Louisville played themselves into higher expectations. And the thing is, look, the schedule may have gotten tough, but there was no reason for them to lose to Boston College. There was no reason for them to get that ass waxed by Syracuse. No, you can say that Chris Mack wasn't ready for the zone. Regardless, Louisville was the more talented team, so they should have won. So there should never have been those type of collapses, even if you're going through a tough stretch of basketball, because there was a complete collapse against teams that were
that
a lot worse than Louisville.
No, so it sucked. They were NIT teams.
And that's why, and look, and I'm not, but thing moving forward, though, is, You can be excited and hopeful, because there is a lot of good things coming in, and it's yet like but the thing is, though, it's yet to be seen what's going to happen with Samuel Williamson. But there's just a lot of pieces that are already in place that make you feel a lot more comfortable than the other teams in the NCAA, and that's where that comes from. Because you look at a team like Michigan State, a lot of people feel the same way about them. Like, they are, like, right now the outright favorites to win the national championship, and there's good reason. Cassius Winston, Joshua Langford, both coming back. Both, I mean, if you guys remember Josh Langford last year against Louisville, he single-handedly took Louisville to the wire last year, kept Michigan State in that game. Like, he played like a superstar.
Yeah.
So that guy's coming back, and people are really high on him, and I can't blame him. The kid's good. So for me, you look at Michigan State, you look at a team like Louisville, and then you get the other teams that are kind of up there with Kansas. I don't feel as confident about as Kansas as I do Louisville. I like Louisville a lot better.
I like Louisville better than Kansas, too, on the record. That Kansas love is it's the usual Bill Self love fest. That's all that is.
And they struggle,
100%.
Man. They struggle with recruiting this
year.
They
suck, too.
I mean, like,
at the end of last year.
They'll be good in that conference, but it's just going to be one of those things where we don't really know what's going to happen moving forward, because it's yet to be seen. But look, I'm bullish on Louisville just because I really didn't like what happened late in the season, and you're now just relying on a lot of things just to go their way and just expect guys just to step up and the play just to be better. And sometimes it doesn't work like that. But look, at the same time, I think Louisville is extremely deep. I think they're one of the deeper teams in the ACC, and they make you feel a lot more confident about them because you know there's more there than what you've seen.
All right, exactly. We have some phone calls coming in. I'll get to those here momentarily. Another text coming in, 437-9680. Percentage of players returning plus top 10 recruiting class, it's not that hard. Okay, percentage of players returning. Let's get to that one first. Percentage of players returning. Outside of Jordan Mora, who was really good for you last season? I'll wait. Out of the returning players, who was really good? You can sit and say, man, they really contributed. Don't tell me Stephen Enoch. There were games where he just completely disappeared, fell off the map. Don't tell me Malik Williamson. Same thing. Malik Williams, same thing there. Don't tell me Dwayne Sutton. He was bad last year. And you want to talk about top 10 recruiting class. Okay, that's a really good recruiting class. You have one player in the top 30 coming in. One. Yeah, one. Okay. Congratulations. Kentucky has more players coming back that had more experience, did better things, and they have a better recruiting class by far. By far better recruiting class than Louisville. So I understand the excitement. I'm not saying Louisville's going to stink or they're going to go to the NIT. I think they're going to be really, really good. But I'm just questioning the veracity of saying that they're a Final Four contender. I don't think they're a Final Four contender. I just don't. I don't see the pieces there. I don't see this great veteran squad that everyone's really excited about coming back. I just don't. They weren't very good last year. And players will say, well, what about Nick Richards and DJ Montgomery? I get it. I completely get it. They're expected to take leaps too. I don't think Nick Richards is ever going to take that leap. I don't think it's going to happen. EJ Montgomery, we'll see. But I trust EJ Montgomery more than I trust Dwayne Sutton. I trust EJ Montgomery's maturation more than I trust Stephen Enochs. I just do. All right, we have some callers on the line, and I don't know, Pat had to step out for a minute, so I'm going to take this first call. Hello, caller one on line one. Who is this? Welcome to the V Show.
What's up, Brown Poppy?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Pretty good. It's Blue, by the way.
I know that wonderful voice.
I feel like a lot of the national hype towards Louisville, what people haven't mentioned is a lot of people nationally have confidence in Chris Mack, not necessarily the returning players or the new additions. I am worried. Cal hasn't lost to Louisville at Rupp since he's been with us, and kind of worried this year. I think it's going to be a coin flip. We don't really have – not that we don't know yet, but we don't really have any Tier A stars. It's more Tier B across the board. So I'm going to be kind of worried about this team gelling in the first couple months of the season. And I feel like it's really going to take total team efforts for us to be great. We can't do the, oh, this time it's a Tyler Hero game. This time it's a PJ game.
Right.
Oh, this time Reed bails us out. I just think unless someone emerges as a Tier A star, very well could be Montgomery or Maxey. I just feel like total
or Ashton Higgins
is going to make us great.
I think Ashton Higgins Blue is going to be really good. I think we saw flashes of him last season, and people have to remember he was like 17, 18 years old for most of the season. Should have been in junior in high school. I think he ran out of gas near the end of the season. But I'm really high. I'm higher on Ashton Higgins than just about anybody else on the team, to tell you the truth, Blue.
Yeah. And last thing I'll say is I think his jump shot making ability is very underrated, but that's all I got.
All right, man. I really appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show, Blue. Blue is one of my longtime callers to the UPA postgame show, so if you want to hear more of that, I'll be on right after the Toledo football game, first game of the season. I'm very excited about that, joining Jason Entz once again. I mean, I've pissed off the Louisville fans. I really have. It's awesome, but that's okay. I'm just trying to be objective. I'm just answering questions. Again, I'm not saying U of L is going to go to the NIT. I think Chris Mack's a great coach. I think he's the best coach you guys could have gotten. I just have questions about some of the roster. Text line 437-9680. I got the text line jumping. Good. Difference is U of L players actually get coached, which is why we're excited. For you guys getting coached to get beat by Richard Pitino, you got waxed by Richard Pitino. Not Rick Pitino. Richard Pitino. So, Cal doesn't coach. All the Final Fours, the national championship, all the things that he had that Chris Mack doesn't have. That's the best. Did you read that? You want to hear a text? This is awesome, Pat. You want to hear? Okay. Difference is U of L players actually get coached, which is why we're excited. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
Were they getting coached when they're getting waxed by Richard Pitino? Are they getting waxed by Boston College?
The thing is, though,
and
I mean,
bum,
like,
Syracuse team?
That just says that you're going with the narrative that Cal doesn't coach guys, and if Cal doesn't coach guys, you really think that Tyler Harrell would be a lottery pick at Wisconsin? Get the hell out of here!
Exactly. It's just those sour grapes. U of L is way more likely to win six games than UK is to win nine. That's just a fact. Coming down at 437-9680. I disagree. I think it's way more likely Kentucky wins nine games based on the schedule and based on the talent than U of L is to win six. Oh, my gosh. When are we going to have an announcement concerning the afternoon show coming down at 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line? I don't know. All right. Here we go. We've got Travis on the line next, 267-9680 to call in. Travis, welcome to the show.
James.
What up?
My man. Where has this been on that summer school with that other cough, cough, blowhard. You know who I'm talking about, Ethan.
Ethan's a good guy.
He is a good guy. But this is the stand that you are supposed to take. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is what I've been telling everybody. Listen, I understand why, because of attrition, and people won't call what it is, only because of attrition why there is hope from the chicken heads, okay? But with all that being said, you're exactly right. The only way that I will believe in University of Louisville basketball is if Samuel Williamson averages 16 points and 6 rebounds a game. Do you believe that? I don't yet, because here's the thing. We're supposed to discount every recruit that comes through the University of Kentucky. And they pick the select few and say, oh, well, they're not very good. Well, yeah, look at this guy. Look at that guy. Okay, well, look at the other 80% of them that come through there that do average 14, 16 points a game. How many has Louisville had as a freshman to average that? How many freshmen have Louisville had that average 16 and 6 a game? If Samuel Williamson doesn't, they have the same pile of you-know-what that had the same exact record the last 2 years. Same exact. Yes, they had two more quality wins. Michigan State, which they shot twice the free throws, and if it was in any place else other than the chicken box down there, then it wouldn't have happened. But Michigan State and North Carolina, okay, they had those two quality wins. They run David Padgett in front of a train every chance they get. He had the same exact record as this man. This man is not done. He's made one at least
eight. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Relax a little bit. But let me say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Also, it doesn't get talked about enough. Under John Calipari, not one time. Everybody talks about the incoming freshman, his recruiting class, and blah, 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 blah. How about this? How many times has John Calipari returned for McDonald's All-Americans? Let me make it easy. Never.
Wow. Never. Good point, Travis. All right, man. I appreciate
That's what it is.
Appreciate the phone call, Travis. And again, I don't want to make this the UofL bashing hour. I don't want to do that. It just kind of comes natural. And this is a good text here, and I'll trash Kentucky. Here we go. 437-9680, text line. If you are in a neutral time slot on the radio, then act like it. Gonna trash UL, then trash your own team. You lost to KSU and Auburn with all those NBA draft picks. That's being objective. I 100% agree. Here, you want me to trash Kentucky? Here, I'll trash Kentucky. Here we go. With as much venom as I trash U of L. All right. John Calipari has a problem in the NCAA tournament. He has for the last, I'm going to say five. Let me go back. Hold on. Let me see here. 3 years. I'll do 3 years, okay? He's had favorable matchups in the NCAA tournament, and he's choked. Last year, choked against Auburn. There's no reason that Kentucky should have lost to that Auburn team. If Auburn would have went nuts and shot like 30 times from the three-point line and made 25 of them or something absurd like that, you lose the game. You tip your hat to Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers. You say, okay, that's fine. You're going to shoot an ungodly amount of three-point percentage, then you deserve to win. Auburn didn't do that. Auburn just took it to the hole and scored on Kentucky time and time again. Those guards did. There's no reason with the type of players that John Calipari had that he should have lost to Auburn. Same thing. Previous year, Sweet 16, Kansas State. Kentucky was better than Kansas State. You had a cakewalk to the Final Four, possibly a cakewalk to the national championship game, and you lose to that bum Kansas State team. Their best player was hurt, wasn't 100%, didn't play the entire game, and you still lose because your team couldn't hit shots and couldn't hit free throws. There you go. And I believe that. I think John Calipari coaches tight when he gets deep into the tournament. I think he picks about six guys that he wants to roll with. He plays those six guys, and like, for instance, Nick Richards got in for about 2 minutes in that game against Auburn, sat down. Jamal Baker got in about 2 minutes, sat down, didn't see him the rest of the game. They made one mistake. They came out, they sat, they didn't come back in. Would one of those players have made a difference? I don't know. E.J. Montgomery didn't play very much against Auburn either. You would assume that if you're getting burned time and time again with a guard going into the paint and scoring, you put somebody like E.J. Montgomery or Nick Richards in the middle to block a shot or to at least have the presence of somebody that's not Reed Travis or P.J. Washington, who, while both were very good, they didn't have the size and the intimidation factor with the height that an E.J. Montgomery or Nick Richards would have. Again, I don't think Nick Richards is Anthony Davis, but when you're driving in, you have a 7-footer standing there, it changes your mind as opposed to having a 6'9 guy like Reed Travis who can't jump. That's all I'm saying with that. But yeah, I will be fair, and I will criticize John Calipari because I don't think that he's coached well in these past two tournaments. I think Kentucky should have at least one more Final Four in the past 2 years. They should have definitely beat Kansas State. I think they should have beat Auburn. So there you go. Okay, I got a lot of people mad at me the text line.
Can we calm it down with this should be a neutral thing? It is pretty neutral because, look, he's obviously for UK, but, like, I'm just saying every single day you have an entire station dedicated to the University of Louisville. An entire station. So if James wants to sit here and talk about his Kentucky Wildcats on ESPN 680, 105.7, that is fine. That is okay. So chill out. Relax.
I like it. I think it's funny.
Like, it's funny, but it's like, for God's, it's just calm down, okay? Because, I mean, guess what? Look, Kentucky's relative to talk about right now, okay? We got media day tomorrow. Sorry we're talking a lot about Kentucky football. It's relevant. Next week on this station, you will hear a ton of Louisville football takes because camp starts.
Yes.
Even though it's a neutral station in the city of Louisville. My God. Let's calm down. Chill. I mean, like, just calm down. Also, on the UPS Jobs text line, I did see something that I thought was kind of interesting. This is a good talking point. Whose bigs would you rather have, Kentucky's or Louisville's? And I'll tell you right now, in a heartbeat, James, if you disagree with me, I will be shocked. I'd rather have Louisville's bigs in a heartbeat because you know what you're getting with them, and there's no telling what you're getting out of E.J. Montgomery and Nick Richards. And I think that you've got two completely different type of bigs in Williams and Enoch and Aiden and Gahan. And I'm sorry, anybody that says Williams is not a center – last year he played the center position. He started as the center for Louisville, so don't come at me with that crap. He may play the four this year, but the thing is, he's more or less classified as a center for them. And he might play the forward some this year. I don't know how much of that we're really going to see because I think that Dwayne Sutton and Dwayne Sutton and Jordan Wara are probably gonna be out there in that position. Like, you would classify as a four and the four out one in. Like, you're going to see probably Malik and Steven down low to an extent in the 4-out-1-in on most occasions. So if I really do think if that's the case, then maybe they may play a little bit of minutes with Malik at the 4. I just don't know how well it's going to work up and down the court. I'm a little bullish on that, but like, bullish into the extent where, like, I think that in some ways could work. But I don't know if there's sustainability there for that, you know, if that makes sense. But getting back to the original question from the text, which I think is a good question, which, James, in your mind, which bigs would you rather have, Kentucky's bigs or Louisville's bigs?
Right now, completely honest, Louisville has more proven players in the post. I will completely concede that 100%. They have, you know what you're, like you said, you know what you're getting with Stephen Enoch. You know what you're getting with Malik Williams. Stephen Enoch is a big, big bruiser. He can actually hit some threes as well. Malik Williams is a guy that likes to stretch out the floor a little bit more. He has the body and the size of a center power forward, but he likes to play on the perimeter. He likes to shoot those long range three pointers. So I can completely get on board with saying that Louisville has better bigs than Kentucky. What I'm not going to get on board with is saying that Louisville has a better overall team than Kentucky. I still like Kentucky's pieces better than Louisville's overall?
That's a debate that can go either way all night, every day.
Exactly.
24/7.
And look, I'm not going to hide that I'm a Kentucky guy and I'm going to take Kentucky every single time, but that's just the way it is. But I do think that the center position, the power forward position, does look better for Louisville than it does for Kentucky. So I will concede that. All right. Speaking of Kentucky, Kentucky Football Media Day. Kentucky Media Day is Friday, and we'll have coverage on ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll have Mark Stoops' presser along with assistant coaches, players, beginning during the midday rush. So tune in the midday rush, 10 to noon, to get some Kentucky Football Media Day coverage. UK Media Day coverage is presented by BJ Heating and Cooling and Cattleman's Roadhouse, and our very own Pat Jaggers will be in Lexington for UK Media Day. So there's that. 267-9680. Call in if you want to argue with me or give your takes or whatever you want to do is absolutely fine with me. I've got all kinds of ammo. All right, we've got Ron on line one. I'm about ready. I know how this call is going to go down. What's up, no. Ron?
Hey, what's up, James? Hey, kudos to Patty Ice. Way to man up in there, big guy.
Hey, he's doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hey, James, I just want to say something about what you – I totally agree. I'm on board with what you said about Cal bowing out against Kansas State. That was sickening, vomit-worthy. But now I'm going to push back a little bit on Auburn, okay? I mean, you're talking about a team at the end of the year in the SEC tournament that beat Florida and beat Tennessee into submission by 20. And then turn around in the NCAA after they beat New Mexico State. They beat Kansas by 14. They beat North Carolina by 17. They beat Kentucky in overtime. And quite frankly, they got screwed against Virginia and lost by one in the Final Four. So let's not act like Auburn didn't have a good team.
That's okay? A good point.
I mean, they went on a run at the end of the year. Now, yes, they didn't hit a bunch of threes, and that's what happened to Cal. Cal made up his mind, you're not going to hit a bunch of threes. So he sent our guards out there to attack the three-point line. Problem was, they were too quick. They went around our guards, and they got to the basket, and they beat Kentucky, and that's how they did it. But with that being said, the other thing I want to say is I haven't said this. I don't know how far Kentucky's going to go this year. I really don't. As you know, there's a lot of question marks. But I'm on board with your opinion about Louisville exactly, too, because I think there's too many question marks about them. You know what? They may take Louisville's bigs over ours. I'll take our team over theirs. And here's the last statement I'll make. Get ready for loss number 11 since Cal's got there when you trot down to Lexington, because you'll be coming back up 64 with another L hung around your neck.
All right, Ron. Appreciate the call, buddy. Ron's another like Blue. He's another UK post game all star that likes to call
get
in.
Get that
and give
dumb
takes.
Buddy ready.
Yeah,
like you have to with him. But hey, I like that though with him and Blue though because it makes it entertaining and fun. But look, I if one thing's for sure, we're getting a lot of reaction and people are calling in. People are texting lines.
I'm loving it.
They're cursing you. They're cursing me. That's okay because guess what? We're putting on a damn good show if we're getting reaction out of people. I'm just telling you, there's shows in the city of Louisville we listen to that won't get a damn call or a darn – excuse me with Kellen in the room. I apologize.
He's okay. He's heard a lot worse out of me.
A darn call or a darn text that won't get any type of reaction whatsoever. Look, we're talking Kentucky, and people are losing their minds.
Yes, and I do appreciate all of you listening, even the Louisville fans, that they're taking some shots at me. That's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. If I wasn't able to take it, then I wouldn't be sitting here behind the microphone. You said, uh-oh, what's up?
It's going to get even hotter in here in about 20 minutes. Do you know who's coming in here in 20 minutes join us?
Who's coming in 20 minutes?
Big Easy, Zach McCray.
Oh, Big Easy's coming in 20 minutes. Fantastic. I'll have some bit. Oh, then the takes are really going to ramp up with Big Easy in here because we're going to get the Big Easy sucks takes and all that good stuff. So that'll be about 2 o'clock. Zach McCray will be in here. And then at 2:30, we're going to take Mitch Barnhart as well. All right, Pat, do you want to take a break? We're kind of overdue for a break. Do a break. And then when we come back, I promise you, we're going to play some funny sound.
We've been saying this sound.
I swear, we're going to play some funny sound when we come back. Get more reaction, more from the text line. This is the V Show. I'm James Strebel. See you in a few.
Miss anything from your favorite ESPN Louisville show? Check out the Podcast Center on the brand new ESPN Louisville smartphone app or on iTunes and SoundCloud.
I'm here again with Hank and Ashley Davis from Davis Jewelers. And guys, how do I really know that the ring that I like is the one she's truly going to love? I got to get this right.
As Louisville's largest fine jeweler, we're totally dedicated to creating the perfect engagement ring for every couple.
So we start by really getting to know you first. Both of you.
Then you'll explore thousands of engagement ring styles from the world's top bridal designers.
Huh. And gorgeous, complete diamond engagement rings ready to go for under $1,200.
Come shop 3 to 4 times the certified loose diamonds you'll find in other stores.
We even have interest-free financing for qualified buyers.
Remember, you can't buy a better quality diamond at a lower price anywhere in Kentuckiana. That's the Davis Jewelers money-back diamond guarantee.
Because love, it's what we do.
Hey, we've got this.
Davis Jewelers, Louisville's largest fine jeweler. From anywhere in Kentuckiana, we're at Forest Green Boulevard, just off North Hurstbourne Parkway, and at davisjewelers.com.
You know, anyone can deliver a box of groceries, but when you consider the source, only Kroger can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. And no matter how you like to get your groceries, Kroger makes it easy with same-day store pickup, delivery in as little as 1 hour, and shipping right to your door. So go ahead, check out while you're chillin'. Shop online with the Kroger app or at Kroger.com today.
Mark Stoops and Kentucky football look to keep the momentum going as it's almost football time in the Bluegrass. If it's Wildcat football, we talk about it here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. We'll be live this Friday from Media Day as Mark Stoops and the players address the media. And you can hear it all beginning at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN Louisville. Coverage of UK Football Media Day is presented by Cattleman's Roadhouse and BJ Heating and Cooling.
At Commonwealth Credit Union, we know there's nothing quite like summer, so why not beat the heat with some summertime fun and amazing rates? With our adventure loans, you can hit the open road or no road at all with UTVs, ATVs, and motorcycles. And our recreational loans for boats, motorhomes, and campers, or use a vacation loan to just get away from it all. No matter what you choose, there's never been a better time to stay cool for the summer. Visit ccuky.org/cool to learn more or apply today. Commonwealth Credit Union. Here, we see you different. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Subject to approval.
Tonight, football is back. The 2019 NFL preseason kicks off when the Atlanta Falcons take on the Denver Broncos in the annual Hall of Fame game. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One Sports. Join Hall of Famer James Lofton and me as the Falcons and Broncos open the festivities in Canton, Ohio. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
On ESPN Louisville. Coverage tonight begins at 7:30 on 93.9 The Ville.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Welcome back to the V Show. I'm James Strebel, a.k.a. Round Daddy. Got a little Kenny Loggins highway to the Danger Zone because we have entered the Danger Zone on the V Show today. I've riled up the Card faithful, and they are attacking me via text, Twitter, you name it. But it's all good fun, folks, and I appreciate you all listening to the show, giving your takes, and allowing me to be here with you all on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Again, 2:30, we'll have Mitch Barnhart on UK athletics and talking about the football season and whatever else he has on his mind. Also, ESPN 680 105.7 is your home for the Cincinnati Reds baseball. Tonight we have Reds at Braves at 6:50 p.m. Friday, Reds at Braves at 6:50. Saturday, Reds at Braves, 6:50 again. And then Sunday, to wrap up that series, Braves at Reds at 12:50. So actually, no, it's a renewed series. This time the Braves will be traveling to Cincinnati, and that's at 12:50 p.m. All of those games are on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Kenny Loggins, How Into the Danger Zone, obviously a huge hit in the 80s due to the film Top Gun. And I tell you what, Pat Jaggers, before we get into our funny sound, I haven't been as excited about a movie trailer as when I saw the trailer for Top Gun 2.
I've not seen it yet.
Oh, my God. It looks unreal. It looks really unbelievable. I'm a big Top Gun fan. When I was a kid, I used to take cardboard boxes and like draw airplane control panels and jet control panels. And instead, I would pretend that I'm Maverick in my basement, in my little cardboard box. So I'm pumped about Top Gun 2, and I'm glad that Tom Cruise looks exactly the same as he did when he made that movie back in, what, 86?
Yeah.
And it looks really cool. So I'm looking forward to Top Gun 2 when it comes out.
Well, here's my take on the whole thing.
On Top Gun?
No, just like, I always tell people this when anybody wants to. So I was obviously filling in with Joe Kelly and Mark Blakenbaker last week because, you know, Ennis has been on vacation over on 939 or Sisterville Station from 3 to 6, the drive. Mm. Well, you know, Joe's crushing Top Gun. And I'm like, how can you not listen to the Top Gun theme? Like, not Danger Zone, the
oh, yeah, yeah.
The
like, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
oh,
how
yeah.
can you not listen to that? Walk into, like, let's say you're walking into high school, okay? You're a high school student. You've got that theme playing in your headphones, and then all of a sudden, Your teacher opens the door. You're blaring on your Bluetooth speaker. You walk in. That music's playing. You haven't studied a damn bit for that test. But the teacher knows it. You know it. You're confident. It's in your spine. You feel it in your gut. You ain't failing that test.
Darn right, because you had the Top Gun theme playing in your headset. Exactly. I'm excited. All right. Which of these sound bites do you want to go for first? You want to go Baker's mustache, Jason Whitlock crushing LeBron, Bevin on gambling, or I think we go Coach O. I think we go Coach O nonsense. Do we have that ready to go?
Still looking for that one.
All right, still looking for that. All right, so let's do Jason Whitlock crushing LeBron, because I actually have a take on this. So if you want to play Whitlock crushing LeBron, let's go ahead and do that. And he's finding that. And for context, those of you that don't know what's going on here, LeBron James's son, Bronny James, threw an alley-oop to one of his teammates and dunked all over some poor kid. LeBron James celebrated. His shoe flew off. He ran onto the court, was pumping his chest and doing all those things. Here's Jason Whitlock, king of hot takes, not named Skip Bayless, reacting to LeBron James's celebration.
In 2008, in the second round of the playoffs, Boston Celtics forward Paul Pierce wrapped up James and tussled with him underneath the basket. LeBron James's mother stood up and started yelling at Paul Pierce. LeBron told his mother, "Sit your ass down." Gloria James needed to control herself and conduct herself with a dignity that placed LeBron in the proper light. That's what parents, no matter how famous, should do. They should not allow their thirst for fame to distract from or exaggerate their child's performance. LeBron needs to follow the advice he gave his mom a decade ago. Sit your ass down.
That's comparing apples to oranges, in my opinion. LeBron James is a professional basketball player. He was in a professional basketball game where a parent getting up and getting excited like that can have ramifications, okay? This is an AAU game. LeBron James's young son, who is not yet a professional, who will be professional one day, does something cool. LeBron James reacts. Look, I have three children. If my son, who's sitting here, my 7-year-old son, Kellen, ever throws an alley-oop or catches an alley-oop to dunk on somebody's face, you're damn right I'm going to be on the court, stomping my foot, going crazy, acting like a fool, because that's really cool. As a parent, you feel that pride, and you want to encourage your kids no matter what they're doing. You want them to feel like you love them and that they matter and that you are involved in their life. Again, completely different. LeBron James was a grown man playing a grown man's game, getting into a tussle with another grown man, and told his mom, "Hey, look, mom, chill out. that's completely understandable. When a father gets excited about his, I don't know how old Bronny is, was he 16 years old, 15, 16? You get excited about your 15, 16-year-old son making a cool play. He's just being a dad. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. He didn't, like, defame the other team. He didn't get into a fight with the other coach. He didn't pull LeVar Ball and yank his team off the court or do something really asinine in that regard. He just was cheering for his kid. So I think Jason Whitlock, as I do with most of what Jason Whitlock says, I think he's off base on
that. Look, I'll tell you right now, if Kellen – I'm sorry, Kellen. If you dunk the ball here in, like, 10 years and maybe 9 – something like you see what I'm getting at. See,
yeah.
If you guys don't know, James's younger son Kellen is sitting in the booth with us today. He's got the headset on. He's been on the mic a couple times. He's waving to us. I'm telling you right now, Kellen, if your dad ever jumps on the court after you slam the ball down, I'm gonna tell him to sit his you know what down. I'm just telling you, Strieble, you're not LeBron. So I'm just
not.
Telling you, man, if it's you, I'm telling you to sit your you-know-what down.
All right, and Kellen, fair enough.
Kellen, how embarrassing. Well, let me ask you this, buddy. Let's say your dad is jumping on the court, and he's acting a fool after you dunk the basketball. How are you going to feel about that? Are you going to be embarrassed or are you going to be excited?
Go right up to, really close to the microphone, buddy.
I'm going to be really mad.
You'd be mad at me? Why?
Because I would feel like... like you're acting like I just beat, like I just won the whole series and like a really hard, like in the Final Four. Say I made it to the Final Four and it's the last game and we beat Virginia by 1 point and you jump on that court and start acting like a weirdo on TV, I would get really mad.
You'd get mad at me if I was like patting you on the back and going, "Yeah, Kelly, way to dunk the ball." You get mad at me?
Yeah.
And if you beat Virginia by one, oh, this is a good one for Lachlan McClain. Okay, try to mark this. All right, Kellen, tell Lachlan McClain, who's a big Virginia fan, tell him what you think about Kyle Guy.
He is
In the microphone.
He is such a cheater. Like, like people get so happy all because he makes one shot and other people are up like seven, up by seven, and he makes one shot, people are so happy.
Like Kyle Guy makes one shot and everyone's like, "Oh, he's the greatest basketball player ever."
Yeah, they're like he can shoot a three, like he shoots really good shots. But that doesn't make him a really good basketball player.
That's right. He lacks in size and speed and athleticism. Tell him, Kellen. Tell him, say Kyle Guy sucks.
Kyle Guy sucks.
There you go. That's true. There you go.
That made my day.
Kyle Guy sucks.
See, this is why we let people's kids be interactive with the show.
Isn't that funny?
Hilarious.
4-3-7-9-6. He really does. That Kyle Guy dislike from him is legitimate. That is a legitimate dislike from Kellen. 4-3-7-9-6-80 is the text line. I totally disagree. As a father of three grown children, oh, you are also responsible to teach your children self-control. You do that by modeling it. I think LeBron James looked like an idiot personally. Thank you. All right. Well, that's a reaction. And look, as my 7-year-old just said, he would be embarrassed if I did that. So maybe
exactly.
I'm the one that's off base here. Maybe I need to
I'm Team Kellen on this,
that.
Man. I'm yeah. Team Kellen.
Yeah. My 7-year-old may have just put me in my place. All right. Right before the break, can we just get the Baker Mayfield mustache talk? Because I think this is hilarious. Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, is fastly becoming my favorite player in the NFL. And I just think he's got a great personality. I think the Browns are going to be really good. I think he resurrected that franchise last year when he came in and beat the Jets on Thursday Night Football. I'm just a big fan of Baker Mayfield. Obviously, he's a big Browns fan. This is some really funny sound. We'll play this, go to break, come back on the other side. Big Easy will be joining us. And then once again, Mitch Barnhart at 2:30 on the status of UK athletics, Kentucky football heading into fall camp.
Be having fun on camera a couple of times with the mustache. Is there a story behind
it? Maybe you'll find out. Maybe you won't. I don't know. That's the elegance of having a mustache. You just don't know what's going to happen.
No kind of bet or quarterback bonding or anything like that?
It's like the QB RV. You guys just don't know.
I'm not appearing in any films in the future.
You would like that, wouldn't you, Tom? Is that it for the day? Cool.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.